Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
In this day and age, people worry about whether their job will be taken over by AI. But I'm going to tell you about a job that can't be taken over by AI. And I promise you, you've never heard of this before. Bill Edgar is a funeral crasher. He makes his money going to funerals and doing a variety of things that the person who died asked him to do before they passed.
Oh, that's good.
That's funny.
It's pretty crazy. His first client was a man who was dying of pancreatic cancer and knew that his best friend was having an affair with his wife.
Oh.
He wanted this guy, Bill, to show up at the funeral and speak up for him. So while the best friend was making a speech about him, he stood up exactly 2 minutes into the discussion. And he said, I want you all to know the truth about this. This man has been having an affair with the dead man's wife the whole time.
Oh, wow.
And he asked me to speak up for him at his funeral.
Mm.
So he literally spoke for the dead person there.
Now, does doing something like that keep you out of heaven? Or does he get to watch that happen?
You know what I mean? He actually said, this is interesting. He said, you know, I could take the money from these people and not even go to their funeral and they would never know. But what if there's an afterlife and they're looking down on me and they see me not do it? So he does it because he thinks he owes it to the person to do what he was paid to do.
That takes a lot of guts to get up, though, in front of a lot of people and say something like that.
Yeah, especially with family mourning like that. You don't know when they're going to jump up and take you out.
Yeah.
Well, you know that family went from, oh, to, oh.
Well, he thought his funeral crashing would be a one-time gig. He wasn't even to his car when a woman came up to him and said, oh, I need to talk to you about this for another person. And so he has done 50 of these now. He's had 50 clients.
Wow.
And there's a lot of things people ask. Sometimes they ask him to place an item in the coffin. Sometimes they ask him to go through their house and get rid of objects they don't want their family to know about.
Clear that browser history.
Clear the browser history. Exactly. He charges about $5,000 to do this.
Wow.
One time he had to stand up during the service and tell the priest to sit down because the deceased had not wanted a religious ceremony. And the people said, well, it's for the living. He says, no, that man died. He didn't want a religious ceremony. And I'm here to stand up and tell everyone that.
See, that right there, I think his family would stand up and intervene.
He's a tough looking dude. Let me show you his picture here.
Well, and also if it's like in the will, and he says, I want so-and-so to speak at my wedding, he probably just throws him a curveball right
funeral.
There. Or funeral, yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, jeez. But he says it, and before you know it, it's already out.
One lady got him to confess to her son that she wasn't his mother, but actually his grandmother, and his sister was his real mother. So she basically wanted the truth to come out after she passed away. It's pretty crazy. Now, the good thing is, he says it's not all bad. Sometimes people hire him to tell family members how much they loved them or to give a speech from the dead person, letting the family know how much they were appreciated.
But see, if I were the family, I would be like, who is this random dude?
Yeah. Well, he explains who he is and why he was hired by the deceased.
Yeah, and you know what? Nowadays, just make a video and just play it at the
funeral. Some of the
people
don't necessarily, they don't have the guts to even do that.
See, I think some of these things you're mentioning should be said before you die.
Well, in theory, yes, but again, not everyone has the guts to deal with the repercussions.
You get him to admit that thing that you did when you were a kid that you never told your parents.
Yeah.
You know?
That time I said that I wrecked the car because the dog ran out in front of me, I was actually just goofing off.
Oopsie, but you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, while we've been talking about this, over 400 people have died.
Oh, my goodness.
And they say that that's something that we have to come to terms with, is that everything eventually withers up and dies, whether it's the leaves falling off the tree in the fall, the bugs you see dead on the road. We all come to grips that this is just a temporary part of our journey.
What about the ones I stomp?
That's even worse, I guess.
You murderer.
He said, though, that his job gives a sense of control to someone who knows their death is imminent. And he says that he knows he doesn't have to do the confessions, like I said, but he's afraid people may be judging whether he followed through or not on the other side, so he goes ahead and does them.
Have you thought about, though, making a death video, like for your kids or for anybody that's close to you, and you just have like a personal video to them? Because I think that's one thing we can all do. And they say it's good to think about your death. Because
you know what?
We all try to like keep our head in the sand and not think about it.
I try to live my life so that there isn't a need for that video. I tell my kids that I love them regularly. I give them compliments and tell them what I appreciate about them.
But aren't there people in your life that you just like to tell off and what you really think about them? I'm going to make a video now, Hawk. Thanks. In fact, I'm going to make it this weekend. I'll bring it back in Monday. And
I've already got
an
appointment with this dude. That is an interesting job, a funeral crasher. You said, Cato, it takes some guts to do that.
Yes, it's like a torture Tuesday every funeral.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Tell you what, when it comes to your cell phone, this is a huge turnoff. And it's not the excessive cell phone use during meals or at social gatherings or while you're driving. That's not the big turnoff. Or those overly filtered or selfie heavy profiles that they have, you know, you got the filtered profiles, you know, that which ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All the selfie pictures. It's not that.
Well, I mean, all these can be on that list.
It could be. Yes. It's not even the excessive notifications that you get. That's not a turnoff. Or even the negative or entitled profiles that people have. It's has something to do with the condition of your cell phone. You know what I'm talking about?
Cracked screen.
That's right. They are a big turnoff, especially for the girls. Girls are more turned off by it than the fellas are. So, you know, if you have to have a Band-Aid after you text somebody, that's a sign that you probably need to get your screen fixed.
Slicing skin.
Yeah, slicing skin as you're texting somebody.
Oh, but, yeah, but we've all been there. Yeah. We have all cracked our screen that bad where we go to swipe and we're like, ouch.
That, you know, I see some cell phones out there. I'm like, I don't even know how they use it because it's so cracked. And they're okay with that.
You can put Scotch tape over it so it won't cut you. It'll still work.
You can use one of those protective screen covers, too. Just put that right down.
If you'd done that in the first place, you wouldn't even have a cracked screen.
I forgot, okay?
Some people have the, you know, sticker that goes over the screen that makes it look cracked. Have you seen that?
That would drive me crazy.
It would drive me crazy, too. It's like they buy them to make them look cracked.
I think it's just for a short, practical joke.
Maybe so. I don't know. My son got me on that one, by the way. He had one. And I'm like, oh, how did you do that? But that is a huge turnoff for the girls. Guys okay with it. Kind of like cars, you know, guys, when it comes to like a girl driving a certain kind of car, guys don't care as much. But the girls do. Like if he's got a fancy car, matters to them.
But
okay, let's say his car is dented and he's been driving around in it for like 3 or 4 months.
You know, it makes me think of those really, really wealthy people, though, who have, like the Adam Sandlers of the world, who they have tons of money, but they don't broadcast it.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's a difference in not broadcasting it and not even enjoying life. Like, some people get rich and something is broken inside of them to where they don't even, like, look at Warren Buffett. The guy lives in a fairly average house. He's the richest or one of the richest three people in the universe. And all he does is live in this little modest home. I'm like, and he drives like a dumpy little car. Why even be rich if you can't enjoy some of it?
But what if he doesn't care about those things? Yeah.
But then what was the point in playing for being the richest guy in the first place?
He probably didn't plan it. It probably just accidentally happened.
No, it didn't accidentally happen. He literally runs a finance company.
Well, sure.
What gets on my nerves are these billionaires like Bill Gates that gives away billions.
I know.
I'm like, why are you giving away billions of dollars to a foundation that's probably just being funneled back to them? They're probably not to give them
well,
to
well, any of that's the information that's you don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm making it up.
I know.
But you know what, though? I know some people that they prefer to live in a smaller venue.
I tell you, if I had millions of dollars, I'd probably still live in a small house because mine's too big as it is.
I'm not saying you don't live in where you want to live. I'm saying driving an old dumpy car instead of a fresh new one. That's crazy.
But you know what? I had a new car one time. I treated myself and I was so excited and I would park way out in, like,
not
if I go to the grocery
rich,
store.
You just buy another one if it gets a scratch.
But my point is other people don't care, so they'll ding your doors and everything
so
else.
What?
It's
you're
like
rich.
Not even
you
fun to have
a
nice
a
car.
One.
I look for new cars to ding up.
See, people
right
like Cato.
You're a horrible person.
But, you know, your cell phone being cracked, that's one thing that's pretty easy fix.
It's not, though, because you got to go into the Apple store. Yeah. You got to deal with the judgment.
They're judging you, too, because you cracked your phone.
And yeah. I hate getting a new phone.
Yeah.
It's complicated
it's
to me.
It's a pain because you got to re-sign into everything.
Yes, I don't like doing that.
It should be like the insurance for our windshields here in South Carolina. If you crack your windshield, I just cracked mine the other day, and, you know, they take care of it automatically. That should be the same thing with your cell phone.
Yeah, as I much guess, as you're paying for them.
Yeah, well, you have that option. You can probably get the insurance.
You can.
That's true.
I had the glass screen protector.
And that's what I got.
And it cracked.
Yep, me too.
So I peeled it off. And before I could go back and get a new one,
yeah.
I dropped my phone and cracked my screen.
Wow.
Well, they also are judged on the cover or your, you know, whatever your cover is on your cell phone. Like you got like a leopard print or something and or some kind of goofy, let's say a cartoon, because there's so many of them to choose from at the kiosk at the malls. And like you have like a, I don't know, a strawberry shortcake.
I like strawberry shortcake.
But if you extra got, I'm talking about the character, the cartoon character. And it's like you got that and you're an adult male or something and someone's like going to judge you because you like strawberry shortcake.
Well, duh. I mean, if you're a guy with a strawberry shortcake phone case, people are going to judge
you. How about a Star Wars one?
They're going to judge you.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm saying that's what we're talking about. Crack screens, they judge you on the covers of the cell phone that you have, also your ringtones, too. You can change those for folks.
People judge you on everything all the time. That's life.
I know.
Yeah, and my phone hasn't ranged? What's the past tense of rang? Ring. Yeah,
rung.
It ain't done it in years.
Really?
I never had my ringer on.
Runged.
Runged? No, it ain't runged in years.
I'm like a hall pass.
Tom's like, that ain't right. It's driving me crazy.
Idiots.
Cracked screen, the covers, and ringtone. So, and I'm saying we're talking about people judging you. I'm not saying you have to care about it. I don't care. I mean, my phone right now has got I've got one of those protector little plastic things you put over it. It's got a big hole in the middle, like a little pancake hole right there. Where you can feel it every time you text somebody.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
It will.
You ever touched a kid's iPad?
Yes.
2-year-old's iPad. You run your finger across. You feel every booger dry up.
You're like, please be peas. Please be peas.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Not long ago, the Oxford English Dictionary added some new words. And now the Cambridge Dictionary has added some, too. We're always adding new words to our language.
Yeah.
I don't know what the need is. I guess sometimes, you know, new things come along, but we also just feel like changing it up to add a little excitement.
I wish you wouldn't do that. I'm not caught up.
Dude, you were never even there. No offense.
I'm none taken.
Okay, good. But these are some of the words they've added to the Cambridge Dictionary, and I recognize some of them, and some of them are new to me, and one of them is not even a word. I'll start with that one. It's called burnt toast theory. I don't know how that gets added to a dictionary.
It's not a word.
I know. That's what I said. burnt toast theory is the idea that some minor inconvenience, like burning your toast in the morning, might actually be preventing something worse from happening later in the day. I will use this if I get caught by a yellow and red light. I'm like, oh, I didn't quite make that light. Maybe it's keeping me from having an accident that I would have had otherwise.
I just read a story of a guy who worked in the Trade Center during 9/11, and he had bought new shoes. They were giving him a blister, so he slipped in a store to buy a new pair of shoes.
Wow.
And avoided being in there. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that's burnt toast theory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it can be one word if you spell it, you know, a certain way.
The way you do?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There's a couple of these that are more than one word. Career catfishing. I never heard of this before. Career catfishing is the act of accepting a job offer, but then not showing up for work. Who does that and why? It seems like it could potentially get you a bad reputation.
They probably get nervous. It's like, you know what? And I got there, got the vibe, didn't like the boss, so I ain't going to go back.
Oh, they could have had a wreck on the way to work.
It says not showing up on your first day.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. It's like they go get the interview, they get the job, and then they get nervous.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, air jail is another interesting one. That is like, for instance, your dog Otis, Hawk.
Yeah.
He likes to lick people.
Yes, he does.
A lot.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's the act of lifting a pet into the air to stop or prevent bad behavior.
Uh-huh.
So you just hold them in the air, and they're in air jail where they can't do whatever bad thing it is they were going
to
do.
But he spreads his legs out and starts wiggling, trying to get down to lick you. And it's just the weirdest thing.
Can you do kids this way?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, babies and little toddlers, you
like
can.
Like over a balcany?
No, that's not. Kato, I worry about you today. All right. D-Y-O-R is actually an acronym, but they added it to the dictionary. D-Y-O-R stands for do your own research. I guess that's just someone basically wanting you to Google everything for them.
And I thought it was a new purse, Dior.
Okay. Tradwife. I had not heard this one before, but it makes some sense.
Treadwife would be a wife on a treadmill.
No, it's tradwife. Okay. Short for traditional wife. A married woman who stays at home doing cooking, cleaning, and has children she takes care of. That's unusual these days, so they call it a tradwife or traditional wife.
Yeah, because who in the world can live on one income?
Exactly.
And quite frankly, I like that one because you don't have to spell as much.
That's true. It cuts out a lot of the. It cuts out the big traditional word.
The unal.
Okay.
Unal part. The traditional.
Oh.
Ishinal.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Delulu. Now you know what
some
that
days.
One is, right?
Yeah.
That is short for delusional, and that is believing things that are not real or true, usually because you choose to. Kato. You are Delulu with your conspiracy theories.
No, I'm not. You don't know if I'm right or wrong. And why did they, I mean, delusional is already a word. Why would they put that in the dictionary?
That's where we just change it up for fun.
This is not an English American edition of dictionary, is it?
Probably under the word delusional is Delulu. And it's, you know, they have the different variables underneath the word.
True,
something you can say Delulu.
Well, which, they added these to the dictionary.
And I thought that might be like, you know, those women's clothes, those pants, Delulu lemons.
And finally, this one really surprised me because this word lasted about 3 months and it was gone. But they managed to put it in the dictionary anywhere. Any guesses?
YOLO?
No, but that's a good guess.
Skibbity.
Skibbity is it.
Oh.
They put skibbity in the dictionary. Kids don't, they used it for like 3 months and then it was considered stupid and gone already.
It was stupid to begin with.
Well, yes, but it didn't take them long to decide that.
Right.
Skibbity is defined as a word that can have different meanings, such as cool or bad, and can be used with no real meaning as a joke. Like, what the skibbity are you doing? Or that wasn't very skibbity riz of you.
Or you got skibbity marks in your underwear.
Wow. Delulu. That's not even Delulu. That's worse. So those are the new words the Cambridge Dictionary has added to their dictionary. There's a couple of others on there that maybe deserve an honorable mention. Metaface. When photos are enhanced with filters and everyone looks similarly flawless,
boy, ain't that something.
Unrealistically beautiful.
Yeah.
And this one was weird to me. Smartphone face, when an actor's face looks too modern for them to be believable in a movie that is set in the past. Sometimes you'll see that, like they'll have some actor and they're supposed to be in the 15 or 1800s, and they just look like they're in the 2000s.
Oh, it's like they have, like, makeup on. That drives me crazy, because you know girls back then didn't have makeup on in the 1500s, and they've got, like, the eyeshadow on and all that stuff.
Well, they did have certain kinds of makeup as far back, even Cleopatra.
But I'm saying it's not like the makeup we have now.
Well, sure.
You think Cleopatra really had eyes, like they always show in the movies with the, like, mascara and all that stuff?
Yeah, I think she wore some sort of, you know, I mean, they said they used all kind of stuff as makeup.
Just like Cato's conspiracy theories, you can't prove that.
You can't. I think you can.
You got a picture of Cleopatra.
Google it, man. There's, like, scientists who study this stuff. They found the stuff buried with people, the makeups.
Cleopatra just texted in and said, yes, I did start the makeup trend.
I stand corrected. I'm so sorry.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, only 38% of men will ask for this when it comes to the gym, compared to 71% of women. So when you go into the gym, the women will actually ask weight training advice in the gym, but the guys will not ask for advice hardly at all. They don't want advice when it comes to the gym. Okay. It's kind of interesting. They did the research on this because men don't like to admit or even recognize the feeling of being helpless. So,
I am all the time. I need help getting to the gym.
You don't mind? Yeah. Okay. But they say men fall into this willpower trap. And that's why, like, you'll see at the hospitals, there's a ton of guys in the hospital because they won't go to the doctor because, you know, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to be fine.
And they wouldn't go to the hospital either if it weren't for us being like, your arm is literally dangling off. Go get seen.
Doctors say one of the scariest things they hear a man say is, my wife made me come check on this.
Yeah.
That's like a sign that the guy has been putting off something bad and the wife finally was involved enough to go, wait, this is important.
Well, why is it hard for men to ask for help? They say self-reliance is clearly seen as strength, and that's how guys look at it. If they need help, it's a weakness, which I think, you know what, we need to get over that.
Yeah, I don't like asking for help. I don't like asking people for anything.
Well, men love to experience the pleasures of being self-reliant. And
I'm not that either.
Such as increased feelings and accomplishment and confidence. So when you can kind of figure it out yourself, like, you know what, you do the self-help stuff maybe at home. Let's say you have a garbage disposal that goes out, and you fix it yourself, and you get done with the job, and you're like, look at that. I feel great. I can, you know, I can handle anything. I could probably live out in the wild for 3 weeks and survive now that I've changed to garbage disposal.
Yeah, but how long did it go not working before you decided to change it? Because I had some pipes under my one of my bathroom seats burst one morning. And I just turned the water off. And what did I do? I just didn't use that bathroom for the longest time. I'm like, what am I doing? I finally ended up at Home Depot. I bought the stuff, and I replaced all the pipes myself. And you're right. I felt good about it 4 months after it stopped working.
We're just saying we made our kids use our shower for like a couple of months because there was a leak in theirs. And we're like, well, we don't want to deal with this yet.
I didn't know.
We have 3 bathrooms in our house, and we were down 2 of them for a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's real funny is we were talking to a neighbor of ours about the shower situation. They're like, yeah, actually, we have the same exact thing going on. So I don't know what that says about our builder, but it's funny to know that even our neighbors are putting off getting something fixed like that and making their kids use a different shower.
And I think some of it is if you can't fix it yourself, then this realization you have to hire someone, which is expensive. So you're like, if I just pretend like this is not a problem at all.
It's kind of like turning up the radio when you hear something wrong with your car.
You're like, that clinking noise, I'm pretty sure it's part of the song.
Oh, you got that faucet that drips.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
No, I hate it.
That would drive me crazy.
After a while, it's a little soothing.
It's kind of like those sound machines you get to fall asleep to. It's a drip of water.
I've had that happen, and you try to find things to put in under the drip so it won't make noise.
Yeah.
And you put like a towel. Well, it works for a while until the towel gets soaked, and then it starts splashing again. So I just turned the water off.
It is hard for men, especially at the gym, to ask for any help. So if you see that guy over there on the butt blaster doing some curls, and just doing it confidently, just leave him alone. It's like you're supposed to be doing it a different way, fella.
Yeah, if you're doing it wrong, just him bless.
I've been there.
He's exercising something.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.